Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and each day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. So if you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the fullness of God's joy. All of us have had the experience of leaving a dinner table feeling full. Maybe you felt too full. I remember laying on the floor at my grandmother's house when I was a child on Thanksgiving Day. I felt so full I couldn't get up. All of her southern recipes, made from scratch, were too delicious to pass up. As a young boy, I ate as much as I could. She had cooked so much food, it seemed we could never eat it all. Can I share with you a great truth about God? He wants you to be full. Not just the full feeling after a great meal, but a fullness of His provision. You see, God does not have a resource problem. Everything we need, God can provide, and He can provide it in abundance. God has an endless supply of everything we need. His resources are not finite, and no matter how much He gives, He never runs out. Think about what you need from God right now. Whatever it is, He can provide it. Do you need forgiveness? Do you need wisdom and strength? Do you need guidance and direction? Do you need peace of mind? God can fill you up in all of these areas. One of the needs many people possess is joy. While joy is a fruit of the Spirit and a benefit to the lives of believers, it seems to be lacking from our lives. As I look around, I see so many who are discouraged. They feel beaten down by the pressures of life. Some Christians have fallen into a place of negativity and criticism towards others. Their general disposition is not one that radiates with God's joy. You know, recently I was reading in the Psalms and I came to chapter 16. Verse 11 says, "In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." As I read this verse, the phrase "fullness of joy" seemed to leap off the page. The scripture is saying, not only can we have joy, but we can be full of joy. Imagine that. Imagine your life being full of God's joy. Imagine people noticing how joyful you are. Imagine how blessed you would be and how much your joy would encourage and uplift others. This word fullness literally means satisfied to the full. It means enough and more than enough to satisfy the extremest cravings of the human heart. Not only does the Psalms tell us that we can be full of joy, it tells us how to obtain it. David said this joy is found in the presence of God. This joy is God-given. It cannot be acquired from the things of this world. This is a sustaining joy. It is not a fleeting happiness that is dependent upon a good set of circumstances. This joy is received only one way. We must be in God's presence. And could this be the reason many Christians have no joy? Is it because they do not spend time in God's presence? Is it because they are not going to the source of joy, God Himself? In God's presence, the things that would steal our joy seem to fade away. There is a fullness and a completeness we receive by being in God's presence. There is a satisfaction and a contentment that is obtained when we spend time with God. So discouragement, fear, worry, anxiety, and despair are lifted from our hearts when we spend time in God's presence. Negativity, unforgiveness, bitterness, and a critical spirit cannot remain when we are in God's presence. As we spend time in God's presence, what lingers is joy. In God's presence, we have delight and pleasure. It's in His presence that we experience gladness, rejoicing, and enjoyment. Imagine sadness, sorrow, and weariness being lifted off of your heart. Imagine stress and anxiety no longer being a heavy burden that you carry. All of this is possible in God's presence. And could this be one of the reasons why the enemy of our soul fights so hard to keep us away from God's presence? He tries to distract us and to make us too busy to spend time in God's Word and in prayer. He attempts to keep us from God's house and worshiping with other believers. Is this Satan's attempts to keep you from being full of the joy of the Lord? Well, Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 reminds us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And here's today's challenge. Nothing you will do today is more important than spending time with God. So make it a priority. As you do, you'll discover that God is the source of your joy. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.